Yeah. Again, welcome. My name is Dag Melgaard. I'm the chief press spokesman. Finally, again, on the air. And I'm happy to welcome all of you to this conference, both those of you attending here in person, but also to those who have chosen other options. One, to follow this on the internet live. The other one, or third one, is to listening in on the phone. Those listening in on the phone will also be given the opportunity to pose questions to us directly after the Q&A session here in this auditorium. There will be three other gentlemen playing the key roles here today. They will be the CEO, Jon Fredrik Baksaas, Senior Vice Executive President, Arve Johansen, and CFO, Torstein Moland. And I think we'll just start the show by introducing our CEO, Jon Fredrik Baksaas.
Yeah, thank you, Dag, and good morning to everyone. We have the pleasure of delivering the first quarter results for 2004 for you today, and hopefully there are some news items worthwhile joining in on this conference. The top line growth of Telenor for this quarter has risen by 13% compared to first quarter last year. This is a very strong growth for us. It reaches the turnover for the quarter up to 14.3 billion Norwegian crowns. And it's an underlying trend here that the growth factor is 9% organically on the portfolio as such, which we feel is a strong figure. This is very contrary to what we had 1 year ago when we presented our first quarter for 2003, where we had some reductions in revenue streams internationally. It's the other way around this quarter. With this growth, we also add EBITDA quite nicely. It reaches 5 billion Norwegian crowns for the quarter. And it's been improved by 800 millions over the quarter. And this is, of course, due to the growth that we see on top line, but it's also growth due to the significant cost efficiency measures that we are taking on within our domestic operations, as well as the way we run the mobile operations internationally. So the EBITDA margin improvement is as much as 2% for the quarter alone compared to the same quarter last year. The significant growth element in revenues comes, of course, from the mobile side. The growth element is as much as 34%. And on this occasion, we are also very happy to say that there is a growth element back in place in the domestic operations, where both subscribers and ARPU figures have improved slightly compared to the first quarter last year. This combined with a very solid performance within fixed line operations in Norway, which you will see a little bit later, where we have been able to add as much as 31,000 new broadband customers, ESL customers, as net adds, has given us also good performance in this area as we see it. And lastly, with the record high figures reported on broadcast, all in all we feel that the figures from Telenor in the first quarter of 2004 is moving in the right direction for us. Combined, this leads to also an improved cash flow figure for the quarter as such. On the structural side, we've done three sort of elements that is visible and gives us an impact. We entered into the final transaction with regards to Sonofon, reaching 100% ownership at 12th of February, and we're now active in bringing in the Sonofon operation in what we call the Nordic mobile feature, meaning that we will seek for synergies between the Danish operation and the Norwegian operation. We have also sold the last shares of Cosmote, giving us a sales price of 3.1 billion Norwegian crowns, but with a profit element of 2.6 billion. And this is, of course, also part of the figures here. Accumulated pre-tax profits from the three sales in Germany, Ireland, and Greece is for Telenor as a group over these years, amounting as much as 26 billion Norwegian crowns, and of course forms the platform of the financial flexibility on the balance sheet. The third element on the structural side is that of IT services. We have announced at the end of the quarter agreements with EDB Business Partner to pool the IT operations of Telenor and EDB together, and have chosen EDB as a long-term partner on IT operations in the years to come. In addition to striking a deal together with EDB and Accenture, meaning that Accenture will be the application development and maintenance partner for the group also in the years to come. And with this measure in at hand, we feel that we are well prepared to further cost efficiencies in the IT field in the years ahead of us. Moving then to mobile and taking a look on the highlights before Arve goes through the details. There is a revenue growth here of 34% on top line. The underlying growth is 17% because the Sonofon consolidation is in for 1.5 months. But even this is a, as we see it, a very strong figure. We have prioritized market shares in the more mature markets. And in Norway in particular, we have had quite significant and high activity on customer retention and customer acquisition. And it has earned us a small top line growth as well as also a growth in customers for this quarter, which is sort of a new element compared to what we reported quarter over quarter last year. Internationally, there is a very strong growth in many of our operations. Some of them are entering into growth phase, which are very interesting. And of course, we want to take our part of this growth. And this, together with the solid operational performance, has given us a very strong quarter. Improve the EBITDA through the year in nominal terms, but on margin we have seen a small reduction below 40%. On the structural side for mobile activities, we did enter into a license in Bangladesh, and we do reckon this move as a further move into emerging markets where we have significant experience and successes to build from through all the operations we have been engaged in. For fixed, revenues on reported basis are down 1.8%, but we have deconsolidated Golden Telecom since we reduced our holding after the merger late December last year. Domestically, we have been able to improve the EBITDA margin slightly, and this is in consistence with what we have, what we're trying to achieve through the Delta 4 program. And we have also been able to maintain the market share on the traffic revenues at the level of 69%. There is a shift in the revenue composition here, which we feel is very interesting. Even though there is a reduced revenue element on the retail side because of the line rental wholesale concept being introduced last year, and also the fixed to mobile migration, there is a significant increase in ADSL revenues, with the customer base building as rapidly as it did through the first quarter. The change from retail to wholesale also builds wholesale revenue, and these two growth elements over time is, as we see it, quite interesting because of the fact that we now see that the broadband generation really contributes to the revenue and the EBITDA as such, since the customer stock has reached more than 200,000. We can solidly say that the broadband penetration in Norway is now picking up rapidly, and some statistics showed us that the penetration moved ahead of the Swedish penetration at the end of the quarter. The market share in the retail area for Telenor is about 60%, and it's building still as we see it further this year. In this respect, we have also revised our ADSL offerings, which we feel has been received fairly well in the middle of the quarter. For broadcast, in relative terms, this is where we have the most significant improvements, but it has to be said that first quarter last year was somewhat overstated, as we explained in the fourth quarter report last year. But leaving that aside, the improvement is for the operation as such impressive. The EBITDA margin has now climbed to slightly below 25%, and this comes both from contributions from the distribution side as well as on the transmission side. And in the distribution side, we can say that we have been able to build market share even in this quarter, and the DTH customer base in the Nordics has now reached 778,000 customers. The performance as such, of course, also builds cash flow for this business area, even though we know that there is a capex on a new satellite capacity coming in later in this year. To conclude then, let me then remind you a little bit about what we stated on the Capital Markets Day previously this year. We do have a strong focus on the home market position in general. We want to be the market leader in telecommunication aspects in the Norwegian market, and we feel we are better positioned this quarter than we were 1 year ago. On the Nordic side, we are now very active in building the implementation project to execute the Scandinavian synergies that we believe is linked to the fact that Sonofon came into Telenor in the midst of February. And later this year, these kind of actions and executions will become more clear. But the synergy is firmly confirmed, as we describe it as 1 billion, in excess of 1 billion NPV effect. Internationally, we feel that the Telenor Mobile Way has performed very good this quarter, and we want to stick to this strategy going forward, building the capacities as good as we can in the local markets, as well as extracting the synergies between the operations. And further into the strategy field, with the actions that we undertook through this quarter, the transparency and simplicity of the group is still being improved as we see it. So with these words, I want to hand over to Arve, who will take us through the performance of the mobile operations, both in Norway and internationally. Arve?
Okay. I'm actually stand here. Good morning, everyone. Thank you. That's not a problem. I will go through some of the, or most of the companies, and give you some trends in the development. I will not comment on every number. I think you are as good at that as I am to read the report and make your own judgment. But I'll try to give you a background picture as to what we believe is happening in the market. All in all, we believe first quarter was a good quarter for us. There are some seasonal effects in the mobile business, and first quarter is normally not the best of the year. And taking that into account, we think it was a good quarter. And several of the companies have some all-time highs, as you can see here. There is also, to some extent, a north-south effect when it comes to the mobile business of Telenor as it is right now. And we'll go through that in more detail, but it's basically the opposite of what you normally see in that north-south picture. In our case, it's the south that is doing better than the north. Okay, you see here that both in Digi and in Grameenphone, there were all-time high in net adds, meaning that we still have good growth in those companies. In Panon and Digi, there were also record numbers when it comes to EBITDA and operational cash flow. The rest of it we will come back to. And Fredrik has also touched upon the structural changes that we did in the first quarter, selling Cosmote and consolidating Sonofon 100% from the 12th of February. In more detailed breakdown, you can see that we had very good growth on all lines, basically. The only thing that you can see is a bit under pressure is the EBITDA margin. But most of that is actually coming from the fact that we consolidated Sonofon. And the Danish market, as you know, is a very competitive market. And it actually contributes significantly to the small drop in EBITDA margin. But also in the Norwegian market, it's fierce competition. On the subscriber line, we are basically at the same level as we were after Q4, even though we have added 3.2 million subscribers net in the quarter. And of course that comes from the fact that we took out Cosmote. And being at the same level means that we basically added one Cosmote in the quarter when it comes to subscribers. Cosmote has like 3.5 million. And consolidated numbers increased by 1.8, mainly due to the fact that we consolidated Sonofon from 12th of February. Norway, we believe that in light of the market conditions, this is an acceptable performance. We are happy that we have stabilized the customer numbers. Actually, they grew by 14,000 in the quarter. And we believe also that we have gradually improved the quality of the customer base, improving the postpaid base more than the prepaid. And the small drop, some percentage points of in market share, the small drop there is not to the network operator like Netcom, as you have seen. It's more that the service providers in the market still are quite aggressive and to some extent successful in certain segments. But you can see that revenue was good and that the EBITDA margin was dropping to 36% level. I think we can add that there are some one-offs in that, so a more representative expression for the underlying performance would probably have been in the range between 37 and 38, but the reported number is 36. EBITDA on the balance quite good, and the EBIT also quite good. There is also some price reductions in the Norwegian markets from the 1st of February that has been reflected here. And the usage in general is good with a couple of more minutes on to. And also the non-voice revenue is high at 17% of the revenue. Then Denmark, very strong competition. Little drop in market share. We have acquired the service provider, CBB Mobile. It was originally Club Blah Blah, from the 30th of April. We don't see yet the net results of the Nordic organization that we are building, and I think it will take most of the year before we can get the results of that activities as we are hoping for, because some restructuring and synergy capturing will happen between the Norwegian and the Danish operation, and there will certainly be some costs associated with that, and the net effect will probably come first from 2005. And the market is still very competitive, so we are prepared to see similar performance for the coming quarters this year, but hope for some improvements as a result of the Nordic unit from next year. In Hungary, some of the same characteristics as in the Nordics, flat when it comes to subscribers, a little drop. But here also we have worked systematically on improving the customer base, and we have a higher number of business customers and postpaid customers, and the ARPU is going up. So this results in a very good EBITDA margin. So this is one of the best reports we have had in Hungary when it comes to EBITDA margin. And also Hungary has been one of the most typical examples of a seasonal effect. They have always had a quite significant drop, I would say, in the first quarter in Hungary compared to Q4, for instance. And actually that drop this year is somewhat less than we have seen before. We have also new management in place in Hungary from the 1st of April. Mr. Ove Fredheim has taken over as CEO. And we believe that Ove has started well and has taken a good grip at the steering wheel in Panama. Ukraine, extremely good growth. Here also a small drop in market share, but mainly on prepaid customers. The result is very strong. 3.2 million customers, 6% up, 184,000 customers up from Q4. One interesting thing in Ukraine is that the effect of the calling party pays regime, meaning that we have the same as, for instance, in Norway, where the calling party actually pays for everything and you don't have to pay for incoming call, has boosted usage quite a lot. So we have 26 minutes more usage in Ukraine this year over Q1 last year. And we believe that it's a healthy development, even though prices have come down significantly. Over time, we believe this is a healthy development. And you see the numbers, it's record high both in revenue and EBITDA. CapEx in Ukraine is high, and that comes from the fact that we are growing so rapidly, and we expect to see a continued high number for CapEx here. Digi, Malaysia, is a very interesting development. Everyone believed that we would have a very hard time when the two main competitors actually combined with the smaller ones, so that we have two groupings of around 40% market share, and then Digi has around 20% market share. In this situation, Digi has systematically improved its position, both in market share, subscribers, and margins. So we are very proud, actually, of what we have achieved there. And you can see also the numbers, very steady development on all factors. CapEx in Digi will continued to be high, even though first quarter was low. And you can see there's a seasonal effect there, year over year, especially Q4 has been extremely high. And we will see relatively high numbers in the coming quarters as well. Bangladesh has really started to grow quickly. We celebrated 1 million customers in August of last year, and it took only 6 more months to reach the next 500,000. To reach the first million took 6.5 years. To reach the next 500,000 took only 6 months, and we expect to see the million number 2 here before the end of the year. Market share got a little bit up again, so we are fighting harder in the marketplace to take our fair share of the net adds. And as a result of that, EBITDA margin dropped from the over 60% level down to 57. Actually, we had an even higher number in Q4. But as you know, we have never promised that we can keep margins in the 60% up to 70% range. Over time, we believe that a good level that is sustainable would be on the 50% level. We have got one new one, Pakistan. We succeeded to acquire a license in the auction on the 14th of April at the price of $291 million. Half of it has to be paid within 40 days. The rest of it is a yearly installment over 10 years. In the auction, there was one grouping that called themselves Space Telecom that won the other license. They later did not pay, so they lost their earnest money, $10 million, which was kind of a bid bond. And the number 3 in the auction, a group called Warid, with some Pakistani interests and some Abu Dhabi interests, stepped up and have paid the first installment. So the new competitor in Pakistan will be a grouping called Warid. There is 4 operators in Pakistan, but it's only one strong one called Mobilink with about 2.5 million customers. And it's only 2 GSM operators. So we believe it's room for us if we do a good job, and we have all the intentions of doing a good job. We have the team already in place in Pakistan in these days, and we have had requests for proposals out already for equipment, etc. So this is actually a good opportunity for us to reuse some of the knowledge and competence we have when it comes to setting up an operation in a greenfield way. So I believe that we'll have a very strong startup when we come. Normally, it takes between 9 and 12 months to be in a position to launch the operation, so we are not promising here any launch before in the March-April timeframe next year. And we want to have a quality network and a good service when we launch. We believe that even in developing countries, that is the right way forward. And we have seen that in countries like Bangladesh as well, that we should not have a very different approach and philosophy when it comes to serving these markets than we have had in the other markets we are in. And that's why we believe we can quickly make an impact on the mobile arena in Pakistan. 2 more companies, and these are not just any companies. It's actually the 2 biggest companies in the mobile family of Telenor. VimpelCom and DTAC had very strong growth in the first quarter. VimpelCom is now at 13.2 million, and that was the end of the quarter. They have already announced a 14th million customer. And they grew in April alone, I think, with 750,000 customers net adds. So it's a fantastic speed of the market. And Thailand is also performing well, very successful turnaround since we got the new management in place, and has now passed 7 million customers. And the valuations in VimpelCom are coming from the stock market value, the share price, and on VimpelCom region, which is not listed, and where VimpelCom itself owns 55%, we have a derived value because of the proposed merger and the exchange rate for the shares, which leaves Telenor's post worth like 3.3 billion kroners. So it's a significant part of the assets and the value behind the Telenor share price are actually coming from these companies that are not consolidated in the accounts as such. Okay, I'll leave the word to Torsten for the conclusions or summing up of the financial performance.
I think this is me for speaking. Thank you, Arvid. Before going into the financials, I will highlight the key messages in this quarter. We record a strong growth of 13% and margin increase of 2 percentage points. We experience a really strong growth from our mobile assets in emerging markets. During the quarter, we have taken further steps to simplify the group structure. We have taken control in Sonofon in Denmark and sold our stake in Cosmote in Greece and transferred our IT service operations to EDB Business Partner. These are the reported figures for Q1. In the next slides, I will comment the underlying revenue and EBITDA development more in depth. Overall, we are really satisfied with the results. They include the Cosmote sales of 2.6 billion. This is the P&L adjusted for special items. Even without these sales gains, we see that the profit before tax is improved by more than 1 billion from the first quarter last year. Telenor's strategy of entering immature mobile markets gives us quite a unique growth profile in today's telecom market. We had an underlying growth of almost 9%. In the mobile business area, the underlying growth for the companies we consolidate today is 17%. In both these figures, we have included the pro forma Sonofon revenues for first quarter this year and first quarter last year. The adjusted EBITDA was 5 billion, which gives a margin of 35.3%. This is 2 percentage points higher than the corresponding quarter last year. Without the consolidation effect from Sonofon, the margin would have been half a percentage point higher for the group and 1.5 percentage points higher for the mobile area. All the other business areas have increased the margins, mainly due to cost efficiency measures. In addition, the results for broadcast in the first quarter last year was negatively affected by accruals between the quarters. The number of man-years have increased during the quarter by 1,150. Including the consolidation effect of Sonofon of almost 1,300. Even with increasing capex in domestic operation, domestic mobile, the capex to sales ratio for the group is just 10%. However, this is expected to increase over the year. 77% of the CapEx is now mobile related. The net debt is now 19.3 billion. The reason for the increase in net debt this quarter was the acquisition of Sonofon, of which 3.7 billion was payment for the shares. Included is also the debt of Sonofon of NOK 0.7 billion to Bell South, which we have refinanced. We received 3.1 billion for the repurchase for the sale of the rest of our Cosmote shares, and paid 0.6 billion for the repurchase of shares during the quarter, for our own shares during the quarter. According to the agreement with the state, we will in the second quarter make payments to the state to purchase a proportional amount of shares equaling approximately 0.7 billion kroner. The net debt to EBITDA ratio was stable at 1. As you know, we more than doubled the proposed dividends for 2003 to 1 kroner per share, which will be decided on the AGM tomorrow. The board has proposed the AGM to cancel a total of 55.4 million shares, which represents more than 3% of the outstanding shares. 12.8 million shares stems from the shares acquired in the market in February and March, 14.5 million shares from the cancellation of shares held by the kingdom, and 28.1 million treasury shares that we have had since the IPO in 2000. The AGM will also decide on the proposal to increase the share buyback authority from today's 5% up to 10%. Then finally, the outlook for 2004. We generally confirm our expectations for 2004 as represented in Telenor's report for the fourth quarter of 2003. Overall, we expect a continued growth in revenues driven by the international mobile operations and a positive development in Telenor's results compared to 2003. The EBITDA margin is expected to be approximately in line with 2003, excluding special items. The relatively stable EBITDA margin includes the consolidation effect of Sonofon, which is negative. It includes expected increase in sales and marketing expenses in a number of mobile operations, and operating expenses also related to the establishment of the operations in Pakistan. Capital expenditures is expected to be higher than in 2003, due to the purchase of satellite capacity, the consolidation of Sonofon, investments in new mobile technology in Norway, and investments in Pakistan, including license costs. In addition, the strong subscriber uptake in some of our international mobile operations may make us accelerate certain network investments. The sale of the IT service division from the business area Fixed to EDB Business Partner is expected to have a small negative effect on Fixed Norway's revenues, but limited effect on the group results for this year as a whole. Thank you. And now Dag will take over.
Thank you. Maybe I'll just have a little approach.
Thank you, gentlemen. Then we have come to the Q&A session. We open up for questions from the audience first, and we ask you kindly, as we have listeners both on the internet and on the telephone, to wait for a microphone before you pose your questions.
And please introduce yourself. And of course, we accept questions in both English and Norwegian, if that is more suitable. For those of you listening in on the phone, of course, you will be able to pose your questions after the Q&A session here in the auditorium. So please, any questions? Suddenly gone very quiet in the auditorium. Bloomberg is up in.
Well, on the sales growth, we have the same view now as we had in February when we presented the third quarter results. We have decided this year not to give any indication in numbers, but I think you can get an idea of where we are by comparing the trends in different quarters. On the CapEx, we have also not decided not to give specific numbers, but we have been quite specific in indicating items that will change from the last year. It's the purchase of satellite capacity, increased mobile network capex in Norway due to next generation mobile, and then we will in some of our international operations have increased capex in addition, of course, to capex in Pakistan.
Trygve, still not happy?
I'm sorry, I can't do that either. not a range that I think you will feel very meaningful. I could of course give a big range, but that's not what you are wanting me to do, I believe.
Okay. Where is it?
Bjørn Vette Television. The acquisition of CDD Mobile in Denmark, I believe it's the first time you have bought a competing service provider. TDC in Denmark has done the same in its home market. Denmark might be a special case in terms of a very competitive mobile market, but are you looking to do the same in other countries where service providers will compete with you even more aggressively? For instance, in Norway, you seem to have a very close relationship with Chess. Chess is talking about moving into Malaysia, maybe on your shoulders. How do you see this in strategic terms?
Well, John,
at least there are no such plans, and it's actually dependent upon the situation in the various markets. CDB was, you know, basically cooperating with us in Denmark because they were using Sonofon's network. And to secure that position, since Teledenmark did what they did, or TDC did what they did, we found it was a feasible and a strategically correct thing to do in Denmark, but I would not draw the parallels too far.
I see no further questions from the auditorium. If that is the case, I call upon the call conference host to please introduce questions on the phone. We have three questions waiting in line on the phone.
Mr. Frank from UBS.
Hi, it's Sumitan from UBS, actually. Just a couple of questions. First of all, I guess it's a sort of broader strategy question, really, but in terms of the domestic mobile and fixed business, what's clear is you are very focused on maintaining market share. And in the short term, I guess the impact is on profitability. I'm just wondering how long are you prepared to sort of run with the strategy of maintaining market share, even if margins aren't perhaps as strong as they might have historically been or might otherwise be. That's the first question. And then the second question is just again, in terms of the buyback, looking to increase the authority to buy back stock from 5 to 10%. How does that sit alongside the potential investment in Pakistan, which seems sort of relatively considerable? Thanks very much.
Let me then give some reflections on the first part of your question, and first then we'll address the buyback question. The market share as opposed to margin in the domestic market is of course a balance which we have to take a very good consideration at any point of time. And with the balance that is in the first quarter reporting, as well as sort of what was taking place in 2003, we are very comfortable with the balance as they stand today. But of course, going forward, we will have a look on that kind of balance, even though we're very happy that we have been able to reverse the trend and building the customer stock in this quarter specifically. What's that?
We have now also renewed the agreement with the government of continuing having the government cancelling the shares of when we buy in the market. This is an expression that we really want to use the authorization we expect the General Assembly to give us tomorrow. The purpose of this repurchase is, however, to be a tool to optimize our capital structure. And we will, of course, not use that authorization to stretch our balance sheet. We now ask for an authority to buy back up to 10% of the shares. You should, however, not expect us to do more than a small fraction of that in the short run. And we will of course follow our band structure quite close and make sure that we will not stretch that.
Okay, thanks.
Mr. Lyall from Morgan Stanley.
Hello. I just wondered if we could ask a couple of questions on firstly ADSL growth and PSTN lines. On ADSL your growth is strong but your retail share is still relatively weak. It's certainly declined last 3 months. What do you need to do now? Is it more investment in margin or is it cuts in pricing on DSL? And the second question was actually on, well, just on the comment you made on buybacks as outsourcing. Why only a small portion to be done in the short term given your share prices at 45? It seems like the ideal time to move back into the market where there's rumours of stocks still washing around the market post the placing and a weak share price. Thanks.
What was the thought?
In the first question, as for the ADSL growth, this market is, as in many other markets in Europe, very promising for the time being. Penetration is building fast, and the demand for broadband in general terms seems to be actually happening in this year. Which means that on the PSTN, ISDN side, the ISDN generation reached as much as more than 800,000 households connected. And still we are around 300,000. So the growth element here is still considered to be very good in 1 to 2 years framework. As for pricing, the pricing structures of ADSL for the time being in Norway is so that the new offerings that came in this quarter do attract also some new segments into ADSL. So we believe that for the present and existing price levels, there are a varied offering taking due consideration to speed and the segments interested in the product. And of course, it is a balance to use also the pricing mechanism
in the marketplace, since there are several players here offering these kinds of services in a competitive environment.
Could you please repeat the question on share buybacks?
Yeah, it was just, you mentioned in the last answer, Torsten, just that you expected only a small portion of the of your permission to be used in the short term. I just wondered, given the stock price is low and there's rumours that the stock's still in the market, is this not a really good time to actually use a large portion of the buyback proceeds in the short term to bolster up the share price cheaply?
I see your point. I agree on your judgment about the share price. And when we have increased the authorization, as I said, it's an expression of an intention of buying back shares. But it would be wrong if I now promised you that we would buy back a big portion of that authorization in the short run. I could also add that to the last question on share buyback, that the capex and investment in Pakistan will by no means influence our intentions of share buybacks.
Mr. Rogers from Goldman Sachs.
Good morning, thank you. Firstly, I was reading a news article yesterday which talked about you being shortlisted for a license in Kenya for a mobile license there. I just wondered what your sort of general thoughts were on further greenfield mobile investments around the world, whether there would be any restriction on geography, size of investments, etc., etc. Secondly, I was just wondering whether you could give us the number of carrier pre-select subscribers in the network at the end of March. Obviously, you've lost further lines to wholesale line rental in the quarter, so I was just wondering how carrier pre-select is progressing. And thirdly, I was just wondering how much interest you've seen for your 60 kroner a month reduced line rental to allow people to take broadband products without necessarily sort of underlying PSTN voice service. Thanks.
Thank you for your questions. As for further greenfield in Africa, I think someone has got it completely wrong when it comes to Kenya. What's actually the case there is that our management company is opting for some management of a fixed line operation. It's not the case of a mobile operation, and it's not an extension of our greenfield in Africa. So that should be perfectly clear, and we have made this misunderstanding very clear from the source that has sort of brought this to the market. On the carrier pre-select in Norway, the number of players, you could say that the 3 to 5 players are making an impact offering PSTN, ISDN services on carrier pre-select. The competitive situation is so that the market share on traffic is 69%. The market share on line subscriptions in retail is 83.6, I think. Which means that there is still sort of a different level between the traffic element and the liner element. And of course, in this phase of competition, Telenor, we are making the utmost to also be present in the marketplace when people are taking their decisions as to their future supplier, both on line rental as well as on traffic and service. We still don't see any sort of systematic leakage of people moving away from PSTN, ISDN. We do see, though, a weaker uptake in the younger generation, picking up a fixed line connection later in their lives rather than what was the fact previously. So this is sort of a move where people, younger people, are using their mobile phone for voice services
and the ADSL connection for the data services. But we don't see a leak in this of any significance at this point of time. Did that answer your questions?
Thank you. If I could just follow up, though, on the carrier preselect question, I guess, according to the 20F, there were 473 lines using carrier preselect at the end of December. Do you have a sort of comparable number for the end of the first quarter there?
I think there is a very, very small movement on that figure. Given the competitive situation, I don't have the exact figure, but I believe the change must be absolutely minimal.
Okay, thank you.
So we have six more questions, please.
Mr. Richard Baker from Credit Suisse.
Thank you. My question's actually been answered. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Mr. Khanna from Deutsche Bank.
So, good morning, gentlemen. I have two questions, if I may. The first one is just to get a little bit of understanding on the strategy behind the CBG acquisition. If you were to rank whether it is, the importance of trying to maybe differentiate or segment the market further rather and not, should we say, lose the impact of a core brand, would that be more important, or would it be more important to actually ensure that since you were already cooperating with the service provider, in order to ensure that those wholesale revenues would actually be maintained on your network and not risk losing them to another network operator? So I was just sort of trying to balance the rationale behind the acquisition. If I were to rank one versus the other, which one do you think would be more important? And the second one was on share buybacks. So I know previously you mentioned that, you know, the total 5% buyback, we should not expect that you complete the entire amount. You are saying the same for the 10% buyback. Is it fair to assume that proportionately you intend to use up a similar amount of your authorization as you did previously? I appreciate it's probably not a very fair question.
Okay, would you address the question about Denmark?
Yeah. Of course, keeping CBB on Sonofon's network was a big part of the rationale for buying them. And if you take that alternative analysis of using them as a customer on our network, the transaction has actually a very short payback time. But CBB is quite successful in a certain segment of the market on the net-centric solutions, meaning using the internet for every interaction with the company. And of course, since we now own them, we will build on those strengths and realign the other offerings from Sonofon in the Danish market so that we take full advantage of the purchase of CBB.
Would you intend to keep the brand name separate?
That's too early to say.
I must admit that it was sounded like a smart question. However, I cannot confirm it because this authorization lasts 1 year from now for the next year, and of course we have to monitor our cash flow, our capex and investments. And this is a way to contribute to optimize our capital structure so that we have to decide on that month by month going forward. So for that reason, I cannot be very specific on this. And we will, of course, announce every purchase the same day we do it.
Can I just push you one step further? So what do you view as the optimal capital structure? Are you looking at from a balance sheet perspective or net debt to EBITDA or a coverage ratio? What are you comfortable at, considering, you know, you look to have an extremely strong balance sheet today anyway?
Yeah, we are looking at a capital structure where we are looking at all those parameters you mentioned and even more. We are looking more at a capital structure including all items that is compliable with us maintaining a single A rating.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Andrew Hogley from Lehman Brothers.
Hi, good morning. Just looking at the Russian and Thai investments, you highlight those as being two of the largest businesses in the portfolio and the value they represent. Has there been any developments on moving towards control in either of those businesses? Do you still maintain that as a medium-term goal?
There is nothing to report on that, actually. But we definitely have not lost any interest. If we believe the terms are right at a certain point of time, and the conditions in the market and the political environment is such that it's feasible and prudent for us to do it, we would certainly consider it.
Thank you.
Mr. Nielsen from Schroeder.
Thank you, Peter Kerr Nielsen from Schroeder. I can't more questions have been answered, so just restrict myself to one. On the domestic fixed line business, you've seen the revenue decline of 1.5% in the first quarter. Given the trends we're seeing in the underlying line developments, etc., would you believe that is indicative of the full year development? And then secondly, if I may just return to a previous question on the Carapree Select number of Carapree Select customers. At the fourth quarter presentation, you mentioned that out of the 400,000 CPS customers, 200,000 had moved to wholesale line rental with another operator. Do you have an updated number for that, please?
Let me then try to address your question, Peter. As for the potential, the growth potential around ADSL, we do see that the pickup rate in first quarter has been higher than what we expected initially for the quarter. And we do expect this to last into at least half of the second quarter, whereby the summer comes and then another period of growth in the autumn. All in all, I think that the number of broadband customers has now reached sort of a level whereby the penetration is really growing, and it's really become a network effect between people having broadband access versus not having it. So for that, I think the market will grow further. For Telenor, the growth is of course interesting to get it in as early as possible, because hopefully we will have the customers with us for a longer period of time. And with the speed of line rental customers moving from retail to wholesale being somewhat reduced, presumably at the second half of 2004. We feel that we are well positioned to keep our ambitions of maintaining, in rough terms, the revenue stream fairly stable through the year. As for the speed of customers moving from retail to wholesale, I don't have the exact figures right with me right now, but I'm on the opinion that the market share on the line rental is 83.6, as we referred previously on this conversation, and from that figure you can basically sort of read out the speed of customers taking the wholesale concept rather than the retail concept if you compared fourth quarter figure.
Thank you for that.
Mr. Norris from Lehman Brothers.
Thank you. Can I ask a follow-up question on Norwegian fixed? The question is whether we should be concerned about the mix of revenue development. Retail revenues are falling about 9% in the quarter, wholesale up 28%. My question is whether that's inevitable as a continued trend, given wholesale line rental, unbundling and so on, and does it give you any concern from a margin point of view? And then as a follow-up, on Delta 4, where are you in reaching the $4.5 billion 2004 target on cost savings? And how much flexibility do you have to raise this looking into future years?
As for the retail wholesale issue, our priority will be to maintain a market leadership position in Norway and look for high market shares also in retail. But inevitably, the regulation and the mechanisms will lead to that the number of wholesale customers on line rental will, of course, increase further this year. But when it reaches sort of, and if it reaches the level of number of customers at carrier pre-select, that is sort of another question. Because there will be customers, not necessarily, as we believe, taking their choice singularly, going in one direction or the other direction. I think there will be a mix there, and I think also this mix can be a potential for Telenor, presenting our offering into those customers that have moved to another player over time. So we don't fear that kind of competition. As for margin, we think we have proved very well that we are cost conscious, working at the further Delta 4 effects also for 204 with the margin enhancement that you see in first quarter compared to first quarter in 203. And as for Delta 4, 4.5 billion of target, we're standing firmly behind that. Also after this quarter, and you can see the improvements in the margin in particular than in fixed line, even though we have had to spend some more marketing activity in the domestic mobile. I am sorry that I didn't got your last element, the one on flexibility. So could you repeat that, please?
Thank you. We've answered all the first part. So just then, what flexibility do you have to take the $4.5 billion Delta 4 target and extend that into future years?
Oh, I see. Yeah. As for the flexibility in this year, what we're executing on Delta 4 in the third year of the program is actions which are which. It has been taking longer time to form and to decide upon and to execute. And the decisions that we did in the IT field at the end of the quarter is a sign of that. And the effects of those contracts will pour into the Telenor fixed line and mobile business activities in Norway as we go forward. For future cost savings, we will be looking for further streamlining as a normal part of how we manage Telenor. We will work at the best benchmarks on operating key figures, and we will try to achieve a cost-conscious management structure that really sort of go forward on Delta 4 activities as such, even though we won't label it Delta 4 activities going forward. But this is not something that will leave Telenor as a feature. On the contrary, we will be cost conscious in what we're doing also in the years to come.
Great, thank you.
So the final question, please.
Mr. Pierce from Dresden Bank.
Good morning, all. John Pierce from Dresdner. I've got two questions. Firstly, I'd like to ask you to talk a little bit about the kind of investment you think the Pakistan startup is going to need above and beyond the licensee. For instance, might it be reasonable to think your CapEx spending is going to be something like that which the leader in the market is spending, circa $200 million a year? And secondly, you talked a little bit about you haven't so far got so much closer in the last few months to either control or exit for your two major investments in Russia and Thailand. Does that also apply to your other smaller associated investments, for instance, one in Austria? Thanks.
Yes, we have said when it comes to CapEx in Pakistan that we expect up to 2010 to spend roughly $1 billion US dollars accumulated. And we foresee peak funding, which is somewhat less than that. And it will take 4 to 5 years before we will have a balanced cash situation in Pakistan. But it's not representing a big drain on Telenor's cash, and to take the improvements into the in the other operations into account. The smaller holdings, there is nothing to report there either, but the strategy is the same. We have a long-term goal of achieving control, where we believe that is the best approach for us and a feasible strategic move. And if it can be done to, at the right terms and in the right conditions in general. And the other ones, we will rather exit.
Okay, thank you very much. That concludes our Q&A session. We open up for individual interviews, of course, and thank you very much for attending.